Let's go back to the story that we've been talking about, the work of the charity PAWS. This is an organisation which offers support to vulnerable women at risk of having their children taken into care, only though if they agree to take a long-lasting but reversible form of contraception. They basically cannot access this help and services unless they take this form of contraception. To give them a break, some sort of clarity of mind, I suppose. Now, there are many ethical arguments around this, and earlier I explored them with Philippa Taylor. She's head of public policy at the Christian Medical Fellowship.
It sounds like a very exciting project in many ways, and there's obviously a huge amount of good that's coming out of it. It's very well-meaning. From what I've seen, from what they've put on the website, it seems to be very well-funded and fairly heavily promoted by some very well-meaning and experienced people. So it does seem to be very effective at one level and certainly very well-meaning, and I would imagine it has some pretty good results. But yes, it does raise a few questions in my mind as well about some of the things they're doing. Certainly not all, but a few things that they're doing.
Yeah. What questions does it raise in your mind?
Well, the main one really is that these are very vulnerable women that they're dealing with, who are very needy and do desperately need help. So it's great that they are receiving help. But the problem is some of the receipt of the help is predicated, it's conditioned on the women agreeing to have the long-term contraceptive implants. And that does raise a lot of tricky ethical issues, really, because what in effect they're doing, and I understand that it's well-meaning, but what they are effectively doing is controlling women's reproduction. And the problem is that they're dealing with women who are particularly vulnerable. And in effect, they're taking away their autonomy over contraceptive decision-making. But actually, bigger than that, they're influencing reproductive decision-making by using incentives. And the incentives, I'm not entirely sure of all the incentives, but they will be basically the incentives to go on a program and to have extra help and support. I don't know if they're financial incentives. But if you're influencing reproductive decision-making with incentives, you have to really question whether the client's choices are going to be completely informed and completely voluntary because there are incentives involved. And this is where the questions really arise.
I guess the opposite argument to that would be if you are talking about vulnerable women who may not previously have had the clarity of thought to make the right decisions in life, that they need to be encouraged down one particular route because left to their own devices, they may not come to that same conclusion themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I do understand the reasoning behind why they're doing it. I still think there are problems, particularly with a historical context where we've seen coercive practices in the past, particularly with vulnerable people related to use of contraceptive and coercive practices. But I would say that there's a bigger issue here, that clearly these are very women that need a lot of help, and they need space and they need time to make decisions. But I would question really whether actually having the child is obviously part of the problem, but actually the wider situation is that that's more of the outcome of the problem. I think there's a much bigger situation that needs to be dealt with, the wider situation that the woman's in. And that's not really necessarily about the child, having a child at all. It's probably much more about maybe it's drugs or debt or alcoholism or partner or abuse and things like that. And one of the things that did strike me strongly when I saw the program that they've done is that they actually don't do parenting classes. And again, I think that actually that would be much... I would question why they're not doing parenting classes and instead stopping them having children. I think, again, that it would be better if you could actually deal with... focus on the circumstances she's in to help her keep her children and have children, including parenting classes, rather than basically saying, don't have kids.
To what extent for you is this all about the contraceptive element? And by that I mean, would you object to any contraceptive element, whether or not it was something that the scheme imposed on the women in question or whether they could choose to be part of it? Would you still have an issue with that element?
No, I mean, that's a good question. But actually, in this case, no, not at all. I mean, as a Christian, and I'm an Anglican, an evangelical, so I'm not a Catholic. So the Catholics would have more concern with the use of contraceptive, absolutely. But no, I don't. I would have concerns if the contraceptive being that the women were being told to use had an anti-abortifacient effect, then I would have concern. But this actually is a fairly ethical contraceptive.
It's reversible.
And it's known to be fairly safe, and it is effective, and it certainly reduces all problems with compliance. There are issues in terms of it can cause very heavy bleeding for some women, and the use of antibiotics can reduce its effectiveness a lot. So it isn't completely fail-safe by any stretch of the imagination, but it is better. So I'm not against that. No, I'm much more concerned about, issues around the dignity of the women who are being used, in effect, sort of having their reproductive decision-making controlled by this. And the other big issue, actually, I think that has to be questioned here is that I understand, again, the focus on women, but it does leave that big gap of wondering what on earth is happening about the fathers and or the partners here, and what's being done to involve them in all of this and to help them, because it's not just this is why I'm concerned that they're focusing on the on stopping women having kids and controlling their reproduction, in effect. Well, I'm thinking, well, actually, hang on, the fathers should be at least half of the picture here. And there doesn't seem to be anything on that. Now, I'm not saying that one program can do all of that, so I don't want to knock the program in that respect, but I'm just raising some concerns that I would have with it.
So just finally, what would be a better version of this program in your eyes? What would you like to see happening?
Well, there are projects that can and do have success without the use of LARCs, without the use of these long-acting reversible contraceptives. So that's the one big problem that I have with it, and I think there needs to just be a broader focus on looking at the wider situation and not focusing on her reproductive abilities or whatever. And other projects do have success without imposing that requirement, which is in effect a controlling incentive for women to use this contraceptive. So that would be the one problem I'd have with looking at it. And then I would also just say, look, please, where are the fathers in all of this, as well as partners, I should say.